is a supplemental informational report that is regarding the guaranteed energy savings procurement contracting to repair county building infrastructure. Last month, I was in front of the committee with a report requesting approval to authority to negotiate and execute an agreement with Johnson Controls for some performance contracting work at the County Correctional Facility South in Franklin. There were some questions asked with regard to the guaranteed energy savings component of the contract and how that was monitored and how this guarantee was structured. And so I submitted this information report to the committee. There are components of the contract that deal with both monitoring and verification, which we pay for, Johnson Controls do, but it's that component is paid for once again by the energy savings. And then there is a energy and cost savings guarantee that if the energy savings, the quantity of energy saved does not match the guaranteed levels that they have put forth in the contract, that they have to reimburse the phone for those costs. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
So, are you done?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the report. It seems to restate much of what you had said in committee, and I do appreciate those clarifications. I did have a question remaining about the analysis that's done, and I'm not sure if it's not on our agenda today, but is that a separate report that will come to finance yet this cycle? Or
that would be part of the due diligence.
Right.
So, in
relative to this one, yes, but more broadly, the question is, in our due diligence analysis, are we simply analyzing whether this is an okay deal, or are we equally analyzing whether there's a better way to finance it? And that was at the heart of my question last cycle.
From my review of the due diligence, both the due diligence performed in the past and the one to be presented in front of finance, I believe that it goes through and looks at what's proposed and how the county benefits or doesn't benefit from the contract. As far as alternative ways of funding this kind of a contract, I don't know that it addresses that.
Okay. And I guess I would follow up then to say, if it's not in that due diligence, is there somewhere else that we've done that analysis to determine that this is in fact the best way for us to finance these? I'm not arguing that these are good deals. The question is whether we have other options that under certain market conditions may be better.
Not to my knowledge, I can say that the due diligence, the arguments put in, how they come in, if they arrive at the 5-year, 6-year, 7-year, 8-year, 9-year payback, how it's decided. So that will be new in the amended due diligence for this project.
Okay.
But I have a question about other funding sources, not my knowledge.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just Mr. Hayes, just a question that I have. I don't know if Johnson Controls has ever been asked whether they have ever actually paid out under this deficiency contract pursuant to their promises, and not necessarily Milwaukee County, but under any of these energy. It might be interesting to ask the company that question and see what their response is. I mean, I think about the mild winter we just had, and we could debate global warming, but if Johnson Controls is putting their money on global warming, they can make these guarantees and never have to pay back. So I would be interested to know if there is a track record for them ever having to do that.
Or any.
Have that at the next meeting.
Any of the best.
So when you ask that question, so we have a response.
Any of the best. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, Madam Clerk, item number 6.